Okay, welcome, welcome, listeners, to Practice Momentum Anchor Station. So today is a super exciting day for two big reasons. First of all, it's August the 1st, which means it's Yorkshire Day. For those of you who are based in the UK, that is a big deal if you're from Yorkshire, which I am. And secondly, because today marks day one of my 365 daily doses of marketing. So my intention is for the next 365 days to bring to you here on Anchor a new marketing top tip for your healthcare practice. Now, the idea is that we're going to be talking about marketing in all its glory, from digital to offline to in your practice to printed media, all of that stuff. We're going to be covering all of that stuff. So please bear that in mind. We're going to be covering a big, big, broad spectrum of things. Secondly, this is all coming at you in no particular order. There's no strategic order to the stuff I'm going to be sharing with you. It's all mixed up as a jumble. So it's not in any kind of planned, structured order. All right. So, drum roll. I can't do a drum roll. Drum roll. So, day one of your 365 daily doses is I want you to put yourself in the position of your patients in your practice. So, if you get them to lie down on the couch, lie down on the couch. If you get them to stand on a treadmill and run on a treadmill, stand and run on that treadmill. If you get them to sit in a chair, sit in that chair. And as you do that, I want you to look and feel and listen and use the information that your senses give you to provide feedback to your patient experience. Remember, your patient experience is all about improving your experience that you put your customers and your patients through each time they interact with you. So that is all the way through from your website to phoning you, to booking an appointment, to cancelling an appointment, to sitting in that chair, to follow up, to patient advice leaflets and video. Every single element is part of that patient experience, and it's your job as a practice owner to make that the best it can be. And one way you can do that is with this daily dose of marketing number one, which is to put yourself physically in the position and environment that you ask your patients to be in, and use the information that you gather to improve that environment. So look for dead spiders behind the chair if you can see, behind the treadmill you can see when you're running, or bits of flaking paint or bits of litter that you just can't see under your units unless you're sat in the patient's chair, or all of that stuff. Use that information to improve the customer environment inside your clinic. So that is your task. And now remember, listening to all of this stuff is only going to have any impact if you go away and put it into action. So go away and put it into action. That is my challenge to you. So there are another 364 daily doses going to be coming at you over the next year. So there's a lot of information going to be coming your way. Take the pieces that you think are applicable to you and put them into practice, and I promise you will start to see changes in your practice and in your business and in the results that you are getting. So go away and do it and see the magic start to happen. Thank you for your time, and I look forward to bringing you your daily dose number two tomorrow.